radio station here, and we say what we feel like saying.
Hi, this is Nadira of the Radio First Termer Iraq Show. The Rabbit Zone show that you are about to experience is brought to you in high definition Dave Rabbit Audio, or HDDRA, which unscrambled means high definition Dave Rabbit Audio.
Everybody, and welcome to another Rabbit Zone. Tonight, I have a very special guest. Well, before we even get into the Texas Blues Cafe music, which I mean, I'm a huge fan, Cowdog. I really am. I first heard you really when you came on the site. I've been on since July of 2006. When did you join? Do you remember?
It's not been quite a year ago. I think it was...
Because you were a member before me, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, was I?
I thought so. I mean, I started July 2006, and it seems to me you were already on Podomatic when I joined, but I could be mistaken.
Yeah, May or June, I guess.
Yeah. But, you know, of course, being from Texas, you and I are both Texas boys. You know, I thought, well, gee, this is really kind of interesting, and I had no idea what I was going to get into. And then, boy, when I started hearing the music, it just... It really sunk deep into me because of my Texas roots and, you know, just the music in general. I mean, just some really great listening music and, of course, great dancing music. I think you'd agree on that, too.
It's in your genetics, too.
Yeah. All right, listen. All right, first I got to ask, okay, since you brought it up initially, you know, all right, where does Cowdog come from?
Well, the name Cowdog comes from my great affection for the the cattle dog or the blue heeler. I love those dogs. They're very intelligent. I love the way they work around rodeos and the Texas ranches. And I've got one myself sitting at my feet right now. So that kind of picked up that nickname from that, and it just kind of carried on.
All right. Did you use it? I know when you and I talked off air, you talked. You said that you know you had done some background, you know, in being a disc jockey and stuff. So tell me a little bit about the background that kind of led you to, you know, the things that you've really grown to appreciate, you know, as far as Texas blues goes.
Sure. Well, actually, you know, when I was in radio, I started in South Texas in the Rio Grande Valley, the Brownsville, McAllen area, and I started out in rock and roll at an FM.
Right.
They used to call them AOR, oriented rock station. And from there, I went to a top 40 station and ended up in country, which I never thought I would do because I hated country. You know, I just was all about rock and roll. But once I actually got working into country music, I started really appreciating it, as well as the fans. They were more mature, and I just started learning about the artists. And once I, you know, figured out how to pronounce their names and got into it, just developed from there. But that was actually my first career was in radio. And when I moved to Dallas, it was to work for Texas Instruments. I had a buddy that was an engineer up here that said, hey, you know, you can continue your education. They'll pick that up for you. And that's kind of what led me to Dallas and when I got out of radio, actually.
Well, did you have an electronics background before you even went into the radio?
No, I didn't. I really didn't. I went to Texas Instruments and started going to school. And as I did that, then I just kind of worked my way in, you know, into the company there. I'd been there for quite a while. But while I was working there, I'm a musician as well. I'm a drummer. And ever since high school, I had played in, you know, various rock and country bands with various jam bands and so on. But when I got into Dallas, I got involved in the local blues scene. And this has been several years back, just to keep my chops up. And that's when I got into playing blues and really appreciating the blues. And that's kind of what spawned the podcast. I kind of pulled out the DJ hat, dusted it off, and decided to try a podcast promoting blues back in America.
Well, for those that don't know it, I mean, Texas Blues Cafe has been since day one that I can remember. One of the top-rated podcasts of Podomatic, which I think is pretty amazing when you consider the how many several thousand podcasters there are that you know have feeds and shows, and a lot of guys have you know their own separate websites, and in addition to Podomatic, and they're driving people here. But you know, you've always been in the top 10, mostly in the top 5 that I can recall since almost day one. So that's pretty good, Cow Dog.
That totally blew me away. It really did. I was so amazed at how many, you know, Texas-style blues listeners are out there. Just, I was floored.
Well, don't you think that, you know, people like Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings and those guys, I mean, kind of, even though they're not, I mean, they're blues, but they're not true blues in a lot of sense. But don't you think that those kind of guys, those kind of artists, people have this kind of this real inquisitive nature about Texas music and that kind of stuff?
I do.
Austin especially, you know?
Sure. Oh, yeah. I consider the music, you know, like a Willie or a Waylon, even Chris Christopherson, I consider that Texas roots music because it's very much at the roots of, you know, where our music is at. And, you know, Stevie Ray Vaughan, there was a little bit of country in there, but he rocked it good. And, you know, there's such a range in Texas music. It's incredible.
Yeah, it really is. You know, while you were doing your DJ stuff, Cow Dog, did you ever meet anybody of any significance artist-wise?
Artist-wise, well, let me think. If I think back, I met Willie. He was a great, just very personable guy. Who else? I think Lee Greenwood way back in the day. Excellent guy with DJs, very appreciative of the radio industry, you know, for playing their music.
Right.
But none of the guys in blues that I, you know, get a chance to meet them.
So have you had the opportunity to talk to any of them? You know, you told me off air that you would really pursued, you know, trying to contact different blues bands and blues groups and blues talent to put on the Texas Blues Cafe show. Sure. So did you have an opportunity to talk to them or anything?
Well, not actually over the phone, but now in modern times, email I have. Chris Dorte, personally, you know, I contacted his website. They forwarded the message off, and Chris, you know, he's a big timer, and he answered me personally and graciously granted me permission. Also, Pat Green,
right,
very personal guys, and I really appreciate the good words that they had and the permission. But yeah, just great people.
Well, I tell you, you know, you chose the songs that were playing on your show tonight, and I mean, I was really blown away by all six of the artists, and they were great. And speaking of that, we started your show tonight with Bluesmith in a song called Run for Your Life. So tell me a little bit about Bluesmith.
Yeah, Bluesmith, they're a Canadian blues trio, and they're from Vancouver, B.C., and this is kind of another phenomena that Texas, you know, style music, it really ranges out there. The Bluesmith band, they incorporate the Texas Shuffle groove in their music, and they're a raw and powerful band. Usually there's a story behind their music, and the song Run for Your Life is about a young 14-year-old African-American boy in Mississippi by the name of Emmett Till, who was murdered for whistling at a white woman back in 1955.
Wow.
And that murder, among several other incidents, is widely believed to be one of the many triggering factors of the American Civil Rights Movement.
You're kidding.
Yeah, that's the story.
Wow.
Little band from Canada.
Talk about a history lesson. Okay, now you mentioned, is it pronounced Chris Dorte?
Chris Dorte.
Dorte?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're fixing to roll into his song and Scrawl My Space. That's kind of a weird name for a song, but, you know, I really like the song. Tell me about Chris's song.
Well, Chris, now, you know, it would be totally wrong of me not to include a Texas boy in this interview betwixt two Texas boys. So I called on Chris because he's the 21st, what I call a 21st century blues man. He's not stuck back in the 50s with the old, you know, acoustic style blues. Chris was born in San Antonio, Texas, and he emerged from the Austin music scene in the mid 1990s, and he's been raising a ruckus ever since. Chris is noted for his artistry and his vivid tonality of his guitar work, and I think a lot of guitar players really know what that's about. He's also proven himself as, you know, a pretty top shelf songwriter, singer, and band leader as well. And Chris Dorte, he's Texas homegrown, loud and proud. Scrawl is from his Texas Sugar Strat Magic album.
Right. So he plays a Stratocaster,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, he's got a bunch of guitars.
I played that one back in the 60s.
Yeah.
As my band members could possibly tell you if we had to dig them back up. Okay, let's do a quick sidebar. You said that you had some obviously musical training and musical background, and that kind of got you into a lot of stuff. Like when you were in high school, were you in the band and stuff like that, or what?
Yeah, I played in the marching band a little bit, and I really didn't like to be confined to the, you know, to a single drum or I wanted to get on the stage, man, and play the drum set. So and I was always beating on the top of my desk. And one time in a homeroom class, this other student had saw me beating on the desk, and he goes, "Man, you play drums?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I do." He goes, "Great. You know, his band had to open up for the a pep rally against a local school, and the drummer happened to be from this other school and didn't want to come to our pep rally for that." So I filled in for that drummer in this band and ended up playing with this gentleman for, you know, a couple of years after that, on and off, even at clubs while I was in radio. We'd promote a few clubs with him in there, and I'd kind of do a few sets with him. But it all started back then, and I'm a preacher's kid, so I did a lot of playing the drums for the church band, orchestra type thing, and kind of progressed on through there. And over the years, you know, when I got caught up in work, I wanted to find a way to keep up my chops, and that's how I got into the blues scenes here in Dallas.
Boy, that's a great story. Tell me about Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, Treat Me Right.
Yeah, Grace Potter. Well, they're from out east, of all things. You know, it's kind of surprising to hear that kind of sound coming from Waitsfield, Vermont. They've captured that southern soul groove and put their 21st century mark on it, definitely. Grace and the Nocturnals have been nominated for 2 Jammy Awards, as well as Best New Groove, which is a Jammy's term for the Best New Band.
Wow.
And before you ask me, I'll tell you that the Jammy Awards is it's an award show for bands typically called jam bands and other artists associated with live improvisational music. And the name is kind of a play on the name from the Grammys, but a lot of great bands come through there, and they're one of them.
Well, it's a great song. I really love the heck out of it.
Slide.
Okay, Matt Jacobs Blues Group and their song called Tightrope.
Great band. I stumbled across them on the internet. They are from the Netherlands. Very professional, great group of guys, founded by guitarist Matt Jacobs in 2005. His first influence was listed as none other than Stevie Ray Vaughan, so that caught my eye. And the list also includes Kenny Wayne Shepherd and Joe Bonamassa, another great Texas guitar player. And so with those kind of influences, you'll hear when you hear them why I added them to the Texas Sounds at the Texas Blues Cafe.
I tell you, I have been impressed with all the songs that you submitted, but the Matt Jacobs Blues Group really, I just, there's something about that song Tightrope that just really, I could really identify with.
Yeah, I agree. They do it very well.
Caught up in a whirlwind, can't catch my breath. Knee deep in hot water, broke out the cold sweat. I can't catch a turtle in this red race. Feels like I'm losing time at a breakneck pace. Afraid of my shadow in the face of grace. Heart full of darkness, spotlight on my face. There was love all around me, but I was looking for revenge. Thank God it never found me. Would have been the end. Walking the tightrope, stepping on my friends. Walking the tightrope, was a shame and a sin. Walking the tightrope, between wrong and right. Walking the tightrope, all day and night.
Okay, tell me about Paul Thorne and his song "A Heart with Four-Wheel Drive." That's a great. You can't ask for a better Texas song than that.
You know, Paul Thorne is a character. He really is. He's a true product of the South as well. A person I relate to because of his similar backgrounds. Paul Thorne, he attributes his gift of gab and storytelling to being the son of a Pentecostal preacher, which is my story as well. However, Paul, he grew up in Tupelo, Mississippi, where there's a rich musical climate, and that's what shaped his sound today. His southernness comes out in the song title, "A Heart with Four-Wheel Drive," because, you know, you're going through the South, and what good old boy doesn't like their four-wheel drive?
Yeah, there's a few Texas boys with four-wheel drive. We can both attest to that.
Yes, sir.
Well, I want to remind everybody that you're listening to Cow Dog in the interview from the Texas Blues Cafe, which is one of the outstanding podcasts that's on the Podomatic site. Cow Dog's website is texasblues.podomatic.com. That's T-E-X-A-S, for those of you that don't know how to spell. BLUES.podomatic.com. And when you go there, you're going to see a lot of stuff that Cow Dog has put on there, a lot of artists, and just some great, great blues. And as he's already said about some of the artists that we're featuring tonight on his show, some of them are not from Texas and don't have Texas roots, but boy, they sure have it in their heart, don't they, Cow Dog?
Yes, sir. They got that Texas sound well.
In the same old place, was a dream.
Okay, well, we're going to end your show tonight with the Scott Weiss Band and the song Hurricane. And I picked this song as the ending song because it's just got something about it that just is kind of kick-ass a bit.
Yeah. Scott Weiss, he's an incredible talent from Northeast Pennsylvania, who should be living in Texas, I told him. He seems like he oozes Southern soul, as you will hear, and you can feel it all the way down to the roots of your hair, and I'm glad to have him in our mix here at the Texas Blues Cafe as well. But I want to say one thing real quick here to you, Dave, and that is I appreciate what you're doing for our boys in uniform, and I support them 100%, and I would like to say hello to all of them, and that there's a lot more people supporting them than what they would believe by listening to the local media or anyone else. There's a lot of support for them, and I appreciate everything that you do and what they're doing for us, too.
Well, I guarantee you, Cowdog, it means a lot to them. Believe me, the guys and the gals out there, they listen. You know, my audience is predominantly military, although I obviously have some civilian fans. But, you know, my legacy, if you will, is being entertainment for the military. I cannot tell you how much it means to them when artists such as yourself tell them, give them messages of encouragement and stuff, because, you know, it's kind of like back when I was in Vietnam. I mean, you know, there was some press that you saw, and then there was the real press, if you know what I mean. I'm sure they love listening to fellow podcasters such as yourself that have an outstanding show such as the Texas Blues Cafe, and it really makes them, I'm sure, homesick to a degree, especially for all y'all Texas boys and girls out there that can really get into the Blues Cafe music. Before we exit, I want to, and Cowdog, I want you to hang on the phone because I want to talk to you privately off air. But I want to remind everybody that you don't have to support a war to support the troops. So peace, everybody. On behalf of Cowdog and the Texas Blues Cafe, we'll see you next time.
You've just experienced Dave Rabbit and the Rabbit Zone. For more fun, audio, and video, visit Dave's official podcast home at www.daverabbit.podomatic.com. Until next time, this is Nadira. Peace.
nothing left but this clothes on my back. Got nothing left but this clothes on my back. Help me, oh, won't you help me? I think the world is coming to an end. I feel water all around as the levee starts to break. Can you feel it coming down? Got no place